Hi and welcome to Lead Well, the podcast for you if you want to get better at leading yourself and leading others. This is Christine Schickinger, your host, looking into how you can achieve peak performance while keeping a peaceful mind.
Hello, my dears, to today's episode. So today's episode will be a bit different because I had planned to record a wonderful session at last week's event where we had an offsite meeting with other wonderful NeuroGraphica instructors, where we came together to draw, to celebrate the line, to celebrate NeuroGraphica, and not to celebrate it for the sake of celebrating it, but to enjoy drawing lines, drawing together, drawing individually, and really immerse into this wonderful state of flow when we draw and when we go through a NeuroGraphica process. And yeah, this time my body had a different opinion. So I arrived there on site and then my body decided that it's time to take a break. And yes, first thought was, silly me, I have not pre-recorded any episodes for you so that I cannot give you a full-blown episode this week. But then I thought, wait a minute, Christine, you don't want to be the shiny, bright self out there with everything perfect. If there is this situation going on, why just not share your authentic self and be transparent and use this opportunity to talk about what happened? And believe me, maybe I will have pre-recorded episodes going forward and maybe not, because I want to be timely. I want to be there with you. And so today, what I would love to do is really draw your attention on a previous episode that hasn't got a lot of views so far. So many of you might have missed that. And it's such a shame because I believe it is one of the most helpful episodes that I have ever created from a self-help perspective, from a what can I do or how can I get over challenges most effectively and also most quickly, to be honest. And that episode is called Master Your Mind, Turn Challenges into Growth. And what I talk about there is what in positive intelligence is called the sage. So this is my inner self, my wiser inner self, because I also talked about the saboteurs and how to stop sabotaging yourself. And with Loris Bianchin, we talked about how to stop doubting yourself. But then what? We often miss this additional step. Okay, I stop sabotaging myself, but what can I do to then get better, to then grow even more than I expected? And this is where this sage perspective comes in. So I have linked this episode for you. And if you've got some time today or over the next few days, I really encourage you to go back to that one. And I can share with you what this approach, what this way of thinking has done for me. Because if what happened last week had happened 5 years ago, 3 years ago, I would have been really miserable in my hotel room, because I've been lying there in my hotel room, pretty much 10 meters away from the big hall where everyone was together drawing lines. And I would have thought, well, I'm always the outsider. Again, I'm on my own. Nobody includes me, because that was my way of thinking. That was my way of sabotaging myself. And now with this sage approach, what I did is I was looking into the situation in a different way. I was looking into what can I learn from it. And yes, I just took good care of myself. I was listening to my body. I was feeling it. I was feeling when I felt exhausted and then I went to bed. And I got up and took a short walk if I felt about it. But I listened to myself, and that was really good. And I still felt being part of the group because I knew those people over there, they actually, well, sometimes they forgot about me because, bless them, they were involved in pretty deep processes. But I had especially one colleague who always came over asking me, is there anything I can do for you? And that made me feel so appreciated. That made me feel so included. And I had others coming over, having a chat, and literally making me feeling part of this wonderful group. And I really enjoyed these few moments of togetherness. I could really savor that. And the action item I've taken away is to work on my fitness routine to make sure that I give my body more attention in day-to-day life so that when another little virus comes around, my body is better prepared to deal with it. But as I said, today I invite you to go back to this earlier episode, look up Master Your Mind, Turn Challenges into Growth, and let me know what you think about it. That was it for today. I hope you're all doing great, feeling well, and I look forward to talking to you soon. Bye for now.
This was Lead Well. Now, what is the one thing that you're taking away from this episode? Please share in the comments below and do share the podcast with your friends and family, but only if you like it.